My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, as porn is being filmed at Davin's house, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss their relationship. So come on in.
She goes, some people do things.
Oh, right? I just collapsed. So yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm like, what girls is he talking about? And I realized he's still got porn going on behind him. Oh, yes.
It was getting real heavy.
It's so gigantic.
Some people do things and they regret later.
Like the girl behind me.
Exactly. She also goes, also do things out of anger. I go, that is very true. I go, have you been hit by a man? Wow, a girl just came so hard, I think it rattled my windows. She goes, no, I have not. I go, good. She laughs, I guess, about the rattling of the windows. I go, oh, my God, a ton of exclamation points. I just took a peek, and they're doing it on my kid's ping pong table.
Don't squirt, kids.
I go, her nipples were going through the net, and he was paddling her ass with a ping pong paddle.
That's a great picture.
I go, another girl was shooting ping pong balls out of her vagina, and a dude was catching the balls in his mouth.
You got hope. I think you got potential.
I'm just picturing that.
I know. You know what? We should do a Kickstarter on that.
film.
Sure, Carolla's in. Maybe Steve Hofstetter. Give him a bit part. She goes, wow, that's bad. They're doing it in your kid's room. I go, no, the basement. We have a ping pong table there. I would not have let them done that in the kid's room, but they are using her fairy wings.
Oh, my God.
I go, what have I done?
What are they doing?
She goes, get her a new one as a surprise before she comes back. I go, yeah, if I can find one. Got it around Halloween. I think I'm a bad person. She goes, you are not. You can get one in kids' toy shops. I go, I will look. I brought porn into my home. They pretty much own me at this point. She goes, well, I'll be over soon. I go, no, it won't. Just this time. They can come back. They will come back.
And they will come.
And come again.
She goes, what can you do to stop them? I go, not a thing. I work for bad people. It was fine when I was their golden boy. Now I am in the deep end with a bunch of sharks. I know too much. She goes, okay, it will be fine. I go, it is just hard, and it will get harder.
Huddle.
On the one hand, I can't let my wife and kid know what I've brought into the home. On the other hand, I need to keep them off of you. Good Lord, a woman is doing a guy with a strap-on in the butt against the dryer.
What's the cling? You can wipe yourself off with that cling pad.
Oh, God.
Are you digging this?
Yeah, it's very funny, the stuff that's going on in between.
She goes, are you watching them? No, but when you hear loud noises and think things are breaking, you kind of duck in to see what's going on. I go, it smells funky.
Oh,
like
fish sauce and dog food.
She goes, okay, but are they close to you? Yeah, I got to keep an eye on them. They're tearing each other up and now tearing up my place. The place smells like tuna, a toilet, and a sweat sock all rolled into one.
Oh, God.
It's the end of the movie. I got to wear a rain hat, if you know what I mean.
I go, I'm such a jerk. I better go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, babe. I love you. She goes, love you, too.
Oh, wow.
And there you go.
February 18th.
Oh, my God.
I write to her. February 18th, I write to her. Rihanna and Chris Brown split up. So much for them loving each other. She goes, yeah. I go, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Oh.
And that is that for tonight.
Oh, damn it.
Thoughts?
There'll be some cockamamie excuse why she's not going to go.
Still don't believe in me.
Still don't believe it.
Not tomorrow, and it's not happening.
Not happening.
Not happening. There's got to be a reason.
She's agreed.
Hey, anybody could say anything till they actually do it.
Exactly, as we found
out. I can say I'm going to bring $1 million next week. I ain't bringing it, but I'm saying it.
Nobody believes in me.
Nope. Not on this one. Nope.
Sorry. I'm just having a hard time picturing her actually going through with it.
And if she does go through with it, then maybe this is real.
No, maybe they're bringing you in for the kill.
Don't say kill.
All right. Bringing you in just to bait you more.
It would have to be the girl in the pictures.
Yeah.
She would have to know things we've talked about.
That's all I'm
She would have to, because we're going to have a conversation. She has to know what's going
Regardless if it's true or not, they have to make sure that gets done on their end.
Exactly, because last time I spoke to her.
So you're not making any more headway. It's got to, you're damn right on their end. If they're going to scam you, you're damn right. And if it's real, it's going to be her anyway.
Keep in mind, nobody's ever gotten a scammer. By all accounts, the video chat, which is why all these little scamming experts say, I can't do it.
Well, Morgan says, nope, they say it, but they don't do it.
That's true. That is the MO. But you guys never wrote porn for them.
No.
You guys, you're very lovely people and interesting in your own right. But even I'm not as interesting as fake me. Fake me's got some. You want to meet fake me.
I now want to sit on his furniture, though.
Fake you has got a lot of cleaning to do.
What do you mean?
Well,
get in there with a monkey house in here.
Yes. What was that? You said it smelled like tuna fish? Something.
The place smells like tuna, a toilet, and a sweat sock all rolled into one.
Can't taste worse than that fish sauce, huh?
You know what? That was awful. That, you just described what I ate. That was sitting in my
awful
chest.
Stuff.
Oh. Gurgling here.
So this.
Oh yeah,
and I Gurgling's got a long ride home.
Yeah, so do I. Gurgling's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Gurgling's a big part of it.
You might want to tell Mr. Helix he should use the bathroom first.
No, we have two bathrooms, thank God. Mm-hmm.
Good. Catch up on your reading.
All right. So this is either going to go down. This is. She's either going to do. Here's the choice. She's either going to do what every other scammer in scam history, and Morgane can vouch for it, because she's on all these anti-scamming sites, and they all report their transgressions and what they do and their conversations, and none of them have ever seen this. So Belinda's going to either be like every other scammer,
right?
Or I'm going to make history.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's what you got to tune in for next week.
There you go. Still right. Skeptical.
Well, you should be. Mm-hmm. You should be skeptical. It can't happen. The scam's over if she does it. It can't happen.
They could still feed you excuses as long as they want.
They can, but at what point do I run? Do I leave?
I think Nana's got to go to the hospital.
Yeah, Nana's going to take a turn for the worse, and that's the gamble they take.
Yeah.
That's the gamble
they've
they
invested
take.
A lot of time in me. I got money.
You know, money, and you're going to take a gamble in doing something, see what pays off? The same thing.
Okay.
Right.
Listen, I understand that nobody believes in me. Listen, I'm no Carolla. I don't have all these fans lining up to hang out with me because they believe in my vision. I understand that. I know where I am on the entertainment ladder.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.